broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Who's next, Justin? Dr. Harry Greenspun, Chief Medical Officer and Managing Director for Korn Ferry Health Solutions. Thank you very much, my friend.
Justin, always a pleasure to be here with you. It's, we're making like an annual tradition.
Exactly.
I like this.
We'll keep it going, too. Yeah. I like it, too. But special, you're my last guest for this year at HIMSS. So, and I'm not sad because it's been a long 2 days.
I saw you hustling out there, so I know it's been hard for you.
Well, that was kind of interesting because I went to get a quick cup of coffee. We had a 12-minute break, and I sat in line for 9 minutes of the 12-minute break just trying to get a cup of coffee.
That is a struggle.
So, but I appreciate you joining me, and we're going to have a little bit of fun here just because you are my last guest. We want to keep everybody entertained for sure. But obviously, we've been around the industry for a while. But what are the main reasons why you attend HIMSS each year?
Well, you know, I think number one is for the people, right? Is that, you know, this is probably the one place where you can run into everyone you really want to see.
That's right.
And, you know, I think what's also interesting is that it gives you a flavor for how the industry is changing. Because, you know, I'd say like 80% of what you have here carries over year to year. And that changes. But that 20%, that sort of new edge of like, what's the new vibe? So remember, you know, way back when all of a sudden analytics started popping up. And then populations, popping up.
Yeah,
and now,
right.
You know, we're getting to smarter and smarter stuff. And, you know, wearables, I think, you know, kind of came. And then, I don't know where they went. They went to CES in Vegas. But that's what's also very interesting, and just the vibe of the industry, and that changes year over year.
Well, when we have smart healthcare, you hear artificial intelligence, or just people are trying to say it's just intelligence inside our systems becoming smarter. You know, so I think I completely agree with that. What trends are you seeing? So we mentioned a couple, but outside of what we just talked about, what else do you see?
Well, you know, I think one of the interesting things is, you know, the issue of how much smarter our devices are. And that we get capabilities that we're having the ability to do more stuff. Individuals, patients, you know, consumers are having the ability to do more things on their own. I think more importantly, though, is that it sort of highlights a bigger issue that, you know, we're seeing that, you know, that the electronic medical record, the EHR, is not, you know, the central point of the universe anymore.
Right.
It's, you know, that healthcare has become a large-scale enterprise. It involves lots and lots of folks inside and outside the enterprise. And you know, we're seeing lots of other players coming and saying, look, you need to deal with customer relationship management.
That's right.
To deal with, you know, remote monitoring. You need to do a lot of other things that aren't related to the documentation of care delivery in a healthcare setting. So, you know, that's where you also start seeing issues around interoperability. That's going to be much more important because it goes beyond how do I exchange information from my EHR to your EHR to how do we actually collect a lot of interesting data and bring in lots of new players in a meaningful way to improve their health.
So you bring up a good point because my last guest kind of roamed the floor and got a little sense for what's happening out there and kind of latest and greatest. And one of the perspectives he brought back was there's a feeling that we are going to have more, we're not going from this big monolithic systems, we're going to go to more plug and play, or we're going to go to more modular approaches to tackle what we need to tackle. And I think that's fantastic because that would support entrepreneurialism and just consumerism in every way or most ways and just an industry that become much more vibrant if we're talking about that type of innovation being injected into our care plans, into our engagements. What do you think of that though?
Well, you know, I think there's the one point of view is that we're moving away from monolithic systems. And that, again, if you focus on we're trying to get a hospital system and what more stuff you need to cram in there, you know, is it best of breed? Is it, you know, it is one system as opposed to, you know, the pie is getting much, much bigger because now
it is,
you know, analytics platforms, it's getting marketing data and lifestyle data and all these other things that are really expanding the, you know, what is the notion of health, you know, of healthcare. And it's really no longer health IT, it's really more IT for health.
Yes.
Because it involves so many different players at this point.
So tell us a little, you mentioned real quickly in an email what you were doing at Korn Ferry, but tell us about, I didn't realize about the whole, this side of the business you guys are working on.
So. Yeah, well, you know, most people know Korn Ferry as an executive search firm, mm-hmm. and I get plenty of calls and emails related to that. Yeah. But also, you know, we have a very large consulting practice, which has done a lot of work around people and organization issues. And most of the work historically has been pretty industry agnostic around leadership assessment, about culture, about team development, about succession planning and compensation.
Okay.
And now a group of us have come Makes together sense. To bring these capabilities together into deeper solutions focused on healthcare. So value-based care, physician alignment, M&A, employee engagement, sort of mm-hmm. the kind of things where we have a lot of systems in place, but organizations aren't getting the results they wanted because at the end of the day, they got people and organizational problems.
Yes. So what's the standard customer for you in that regard? Who would you approach or who would be the best candidate for you?
We're working with lots of health systems.
Okay.
We have both a large provider and payer practice and also an enormous life science practice on the search side. But really large organizations who are undergoing a lot of transformation. I mean, the way I describe it is, you know, we've had organizations that have been developing their leaders to be race car drivers,
right.
and now we realize what we need are actually airline pilots. And so we just don't have the right people with the right skills in place, and how do you make that transformation?
So looking out over the industry, what best practices? So say you're a, because obviously a different perspective, I guess from your perspective, what would be some best practices that you would offer to a health system to best navigate that, or what are some of the strategies that they can look for to be successful?
Well, you know, I think it's part of it's just recognition, you know, they always say the first issue is recognizing you have a problem.
Totally, and
for most places.
Knowing is half the battle.
That's right. Yeah. Is the fundamental problem is they don't realize is that the people they have in place or the skills those folks have in place or the incentives they have in place don't really work. I mean, in a fee-for-service environment, people have tried to thrive by either becoming more outcomes focused or more customer focused. And they've had a challenge sort of retaining sort of the best of their culture and their best people. In order to deliver a great clinical experience and a great patient experience, and that takes a really deep examination of who do you have in charge, what kind of skills do they have, how are they compensated, how do they relate to each other, and can they deal with issues of accountability that go beyond their traditional boundaries? Can they build agile teams? Can they do a lot of things that a rapidly evolving industry faces? And one of the biggest things I find at this meeting this year is there's a lot of uncertainty with a new administration and a lot of challenges. Are we going to do this? Are we not going to do that? How do you work in such a dynamic and uncertain environment? And that's new for healthcare.
Shifting gears a little bit over to close this on some interesting notes on the side of some personal level. What do you see and what do you do for fun here? I'll give you an example. One of my previous guests talked about how they got together a group last night and went through, kind of brainstormed some unique process. It actually kind of bounces into your background a little bit, but they're looking for different things to incent employees, and there are a bunch of leaders that got together and just really talked about some incentive tracks, engagement tracks for their employees to kind of keep people inspired, keep people, the creative juices flowing and all that kind of stuff. So it's really neat. It wasn't his company. It was a bunch of leaders got together actually from one of our worlds, and it was this really neat event. So what do you do? What do you do or look forward to here?
I think one of the most interesting things right now is the discussion about, I live in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and obviously a very dynamic place right now. And I think one of the most fascinating discussions that we've had lately among leaders, people who would potentially be in an administration, is what role can people play to improve healthcare, and the weird sort of moral and philosophical discussion of what's best for the long term of healthcare? Do you work with an administration you might disagree with? Do you hold back and let things sort of fall apart and then come in later on? So I think I've never seen so much soul searching at IMS, and that has been really interesting to see.
Very. Yeah.
I mean, the ironic thing is last year I was supposed to write a piece for my old firm, Deloitte, which actually is right next door here.
Yeah.
They wanted me to write a piece that would be published while I was here on the Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday while I'm here, this day.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, happy to do that. And he goes, look, in order for you to publish it, we need it by Friday for all the attorneys to look at it.
Right.
I'm going, like, the meeting doesn't even start until Sunday.
Right.
There's nobody to write. So I actually wrote my impressions
of what Tuesday would be,
of what Monday. HIMSS would be, yeah. of yeah. What I was experiencing before I even arrived in Vegas last year. And it was easy to do. And this year, I couldn't do it because, again, there's so much uncertainty and so much, you know, that kind of feeling that you just don't know what's going to happen until you really talk to people and understand what they're really concerned about.
Yeah, and actually, that would have been a really good reason to come to HIMSS this year and or listen to the radio show, just get that kind of that vibe, because healthcare is going to shift. It's going to be different. And you got to navigate it successfully. It's how we, you know, feed our families, and it's how we, you know, it's how we also, it's what we enjoy to do. We love it.
Yeah.
So,
I was thinking, you know, what's great to see though is just the consistency of the people who are dedicated to improving this industry and what they're doing for, you know, and you know, I say, you know, I can see my friends every year because you know this group of people is really dedicated to improving healthcare and finding really innovative ways to do it. And have adapted to new technologies as they've come along and new ways, and also appreciated, you know, what's worked and what hasn't. And, you know, so it's, there have been a lot of learnings along the way.
Well, and you bring up a very good point, a salient point, because when we looked at the roster of guests for 2017, you want to bring in new blood, you want new people. However, when I went through the names, I'm like, there's so many people that they have to have back. I mean, and you were certainly one of them, but like John Halamka and Anish, and well, Farzad actually didn't end up coming, but just people like that I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had on the show because I want that consistent approach, but also these are the leaders of our industry. These are who people want to hear from and who I want to hear from and who I want to collaborate with. And so I agree with you. It's a consistency and it's impressive that our industry has it. We also, though, to make sure I got new blood, is we added another hour onto the show. So I want to make sure that we did inject some new people.
Okay. Well, you know, it's been helpful. I think the other thing, too, is that for people to have a frank discussion about what's going on here, and realistic one, and the other thing to remember is, you know, every year HIMSS comes out with a thing saying, you know, we have 1,000 exhibitors and we have 300 new exhibitors. Well, every year they have 300 new exhibitors, which means this is like Jamestown.
Right.
So for 300 new settlers to arrive, like the other 300 had to die.
Right.
And I think, you know, having that understanding of what, you know, what companies failed, what technologies failed, or why they did, is important. I think the other thing that's important to realize is that we've got some very new large players coming
in. We do.
Large enterprise play kind of places becoming more and more important. You had, you know, keynotes from IBM, you got Salesforce across the way.
That's right.
You know, you've got other large, you know, organizations that have traditionally catered to other industries saying, hey, we got some interesting tools that for an organization that, you know, for an industry that's maturing are going to be important.
Very true. And we actually had Carlo was my leadoff guest yesterday, Carlo Smith from HIMSS. And she mentioned that this year, 40% of the registrations were new people, new attendees. 40%, usually in the 33% range. 40% this year. So that means, that, I mean, to your point, a lot of people dropped off.
I hope they didn't die. I hope 40% of his members have died since last year.
Right.
But I think it's important also to get, you know, a new group. I mean, it's interesting. I think each year there's sort of a new appeal. I remember for a while there was an appeal to get more physicians involved in HIMSS.
Yep.
They've given their own little club. And, you know, as a doctor, I'm, you know, all excited about that. But, you know, we're realizing there are more and more people to become more important. I love seeing the greater involvement of patient advocacy groups, patient engagement groups, and other organizations showing how vibrant and growing this industry and how changeable it is.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Taro.
Yeah, so the dog is famous. it's funny because every time I go somewhere, they go, hey, Harry, how you doing? Where's Carrie? Because my wife, Carrie McDermott.
Right. Yeah.
And then, and how's your dog?
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, I get the two things. No one really cares about me anymore. It's really Carrie and the dog.
Well, I tried to ask you other questions. I didn't care about the dog. I love the dog. It's a Belgian Malinois or?
Belgian Malinois.
Malinois.
Yeah, which is the same dog the Navy SEALs and the Secret Service use. So very. But his real, as for my Facebook friends, though, his real trick is he can play soccer very well. He's a dedicated soccer player. But I should actually give a plug for my wife's organization because the Center for Medical Interoperability, they've just launched they're opening a new facility down in Nashville. So they've got a physical place and, you know, and a lab and a bunch of other cool stuff. So, you know, it's interesting. Interoperability is very real at home and abroad. So
there you go.
Harry,
thank you very much for joining us today. You're always a great guest. I was excited when we were able to fit you in as the last guest today. That was perfect. You helped me close the show very well.
I appreciate the invite. Always great to see you.
Always, my friend. We'll have you back for sure. Thank you very much, Harry.
Thanks again.
All right, bye.
All right, Justin.
Thank goodness.
That's a wrap, I think. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We will see you next year.
Yes.
This very just well in. Done.